The good old days. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. University of Idaho researcher Dr. Lillian Alisa strongly believes in the economic and sustainability values of using manure as a fertilizer. She believes that after mechanical and chemical processing of this naturally occurring material, it makes complete sense to use it. But I had a question for her. Let me ask you a question. If you took a field of wheat, a field of tomatoes, you pick the crop, doesn't matter, and let's say you had an infinite supply of just natural manure, no mechanical, nothing, could you fertilize the fields with just regular, unprocessed manure out of the back end of a cow, and would that be a satisfactory nutrient to that crop?
Yes, it would be a satisfactory nutrient, but then you get into the problems of regulations and policies. And we have a really big issue here in the state of Idaho, and it's not just Idaho, but we have regulations that apply across the board, and they're well-meaning regulations to protect human health, protect animal health, animal welfare. But those regulations are sometimes limiting to the kinds of, for example, manure fertilization practices that you and I would do in our backyard. I don't know about you, but you grew up in Montreal, but you know, we would always wait for that pile of manure to get high enough so that we can apply it on the fields in Abbotsford. It's a different world.
Dr. Alisa grew up on a farm in Abbotsford, British Columbia. David Sparks, aginfo.net.